Unit 14. School Uniforms. C. An American Viewpoint. Uniforms have a place in every society. They help identify people as being part of a particular group. Teams wear uniforms. Members of the armed forces do too.Yet it is most common in Japan to see students heading off to school wearing uniforms. For many years in the U.S., there has been a debate about having students wear uniforms. Usually, the debate centers on the benefits of uniforms, such as less distinction between wealthy and poor students, or the problems of uniforms, namely the loss of individuality.My argument is not for or against uniforms, but about the uniforms themselves. It seems to me that there is still a misguided belief, led by men, that men should wear slacks and women should wear a skirt. I have never seen a girls' school uniform with pants instead of a skirt. Here in Hokkaido, where the snow is very deep and the wind very cold, girls are still expected to go to school in a skirt.I find this ridiculous and potentially dangerous for the girls. Why are girls still forced to wear a skirt to school when pants would be more suitable to winter weather? Why are 21st century Japanese schools still stuck mentally in the 19th century? Why doesn't anyone question this system? It seems to me, and maybe I'm wrong, that the male-dominated society continues with this system,because they like it that way. In this country, where lolicon is an everyday word, it is no wonder that skirts are still required by girls in school. I guess the reasoning is that girls are cuter in a skirt than in pants. Maybe it's time for Japan to grow up a little bit, at least in the winter months, and allow them to wear slacks in the winter. Or better yet,Maybe it's time to get rid of uniforms altogether and let students wear what they want to school.